And literally, okay, I stopped. Thank God I was younger, otherwise I would have to go to the hospital and call Gemma, the urologist. And I saw a poster in front of me. It has three lines. And I remember it up to now. Okay, next slide please. So it says, God grant us courage to change what we can. Serenity to accept what we cannot change. And like the Goodyear commercial, wait for it. Wait for it. Okay, remember the Goodyear commercial? Wisdom to know the difference. And that, to me, is wonderful. It was worth stopping what I did in the middle of the day. Next, please. So, for ignorance, wisdom overcomes it. When you have the wisdom to see that you are unenlightened, you start learning. You start opening your mind. You deflate your ego, which is blocking you from being enlightened. Okay? So that's wisdom. The next one, hostility and anger. All right? How do we deal with it? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, are we all present here? Are we all here? Alright. I'm not sure whether the sequence is right, okay? But let's look at it. I don't see too many smiles. I don't see too many smiles. I saw someone uncooperatively yell the answer. What am I demonstrating, folks? The first lesson in Zen. I didn't see too many smiles because you haven't heard the story. All right, let's do the story. Oh, by the way, before I tell the story, I have to present this rose to the person who made all these happen, okay? Ruby.
May I also add
the wonderful blue glass, apple pie, is also made by the recipient of the rose. All right. It's better for you to just walk down and then the chapter. All right. This is a blank, okay? I'll explain this. The story was that one of Buddha's top disciples, Mahasyapa, one day, Buddha was giving a seminar to all his top students, all of his students. Buddha's always top once he asks a question. This time, Buddha didn't say a thing. He just sat there, hold a file in his hand. Okay? And all the students were looking all over the place, trying to figure out what Buddha was trying to do. Only Arya Mahasyapa, after a while, smiled. And that was the first lesson of Zen. I don't know what exactly the meaning was in that lecture, but next slide please. Nothing. Blank. He was present. Remember I asked how many of us are present? We all are. But how many of us have different thoughts when you see this blank page? Well, what is he doing? Instead of looking at it, just have a blank. What was he doing? What's that idiot doing? You know, why isn't he presenting any slides? Your mind was racing. You had 16 thoughts, 17 imaginations. Did you remember what Jing Qian was saying to us earlier on in the lecture? Stay focused, right? Speed learning. We didn't do it. Except someone yelled the answer, you know, and then all of a sudden realized, okay, she gave it away. Okay, so that's Sam. Sam doesn't have to be crossing your legs, your eyes closed. Sand can be here. Focus. Present. And when you're focused, when you're present, when you're attentive, what do you achieve? Serenity. Alright? That guy cuts you off. He's gone. If you're present, you focus on the road. You don't want anyone to cut you off. You don't want to cut anybody off. And that is serenity. That is not the same as sitting in the Bahamas, looking at the beach, looking out there, okay, no beautiful woman anyway. Alright? In your mind, okay, when you have a beautiful woman in your mind, you are polluted. My friend, you are polluted, okay? You start thinking of all these worldly things. Yes?
Dr. Chen, would you say serenity is equivalent to tranquility?
Yeah, to me it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, just different terms of the same mental process. Okay, so you don't have to be anywhere to be serene, to be tranquil. It can be here now. That is sand.
Would that sand, would peace be a similar term for that peace? Like we mentioned of, you know, peace rather than happiness. Just peace, is that the same context?
To me, if it's not UN talking about peace, yes. When UN is talking about peace, that's not the same word. We define, no. Peace is kind of a mental tranquility, serenity. I think it is the same term. Just the problem is the English language or any language is so diversified and so beautiful that we have all these different terms which means the same thing. Just like true consciousness earlier on, it has so many different words and then we get hung up on the definition without truly, truly realize what that means. So, simple way to acquire serenity. It's nice to know what serenity, tranquility, peace can do. Next slide, please. But let's do something simple, practical, that we can apply it, alright? And I'm just going to ask you a question. Grammatically, this is correct. Where was yesterday? What did you do yesterday? Okay? Where was yesterday? Any idea? Any suggestions? No? Okay, help you with the next question, okay? Grammatically wrong. Where is yesterday? Folks, where is yesterday? Where's tomorrow? Where was yesterday was grammatically right? Where is yesterday is grammatically wrong? Where is tomorrow? Remember that guy who cut you off the car? You're still fuming. You're chasing him. Okay, you speed next to him and gave him this. Alright? Well, the incident happened yesterday, last minute, a few minutes ago. You go and say, ah, that woman driver, that Asian driver, he's from Hong Kong, that's why he drove this way. And then well, you're more aggressive in Los Angeles, you take a gun and shoot him. Physical violence, right? Ego defense. So where is yesterday? It's in your mind. It's a thought process. You're carrying yesterday in your mind now. Right? Look, you only have now. So if you focus on now, and you're present, you're here. You're present, you focus, your concentration, and you're doing sand with your eyes open while you're driving, you're going to be very tranquil. You don't have to have your legs crossed, sitting in wherever, meditating. You are peaceful. Alright? In Chinese, that's with your Donghao. And I mentioned it once, if you are a Westerner, you wrote a book called The Power of Now. He made a few billions. Of millions, okay? So, it is just that simple. Next slide, please. Okay, now, wow, this is heavy-duty stuff, okay, supposed to be second-year material, but I'm jumping the gun. Not that I know it, but I just know how to copy it, okay, folks, alright? I don't know it, but I'm copying it, so I'm boosting my ego, okay? Being separate from external forms is contemplation. Not being confused inwardly is concentration. Okay, take that car example. You have separated the situation from your emotion. You're not being confused by what the thought process is inwardly. That's concentration. You can call it tranquility, you can call it focus, you can call it sand, you can call it whatever. That's the process. So let's not bog down by the terms. If you become attached to external form, your mind will be confused inwardly. If you are separate from external forms, inwardly, your mind will be unconfused. If the mind remains unconfused when any state is encountered, that is true concentration. Remember what we said? You don't have to have your legs crossed. You don't have to be like the Japanese Buddhists in the temple, lining up all in a column, okay, with the eyes open, with, you know, the teacher sitting behind them and all that. You can actually be concentrated on what you're doing. And the police is always going to say, concentrate and strike, you won't have an accident. He's asking you to practice that. Right? Ladies and gentlemen, what AWE is trying to do is bring Buddhism to practical life. We are not telling you all these things which is beyond your reach. It is something that we can always do. And that is really what Buddha is trying to tell us, unfortunately. Okay, the intellectuals hijacked it, okay? And make it so difficult to apply. Yes?
Just want to say that in the original text, the word contemplation is Zen, okay, in the original text. And the second sentence, not being confusional, is concentration, is in the original text is Samadhi. So Zen and Samadhi are two very difficult words. Dr. Chan has simply simplified it and bring out the true meaning of the ancient text, right? Zen, Samadhi, those are almost unreachable concepts that we think we can never, never actually understand. Thank you, Dr. Chan, for explaining that so well. This is concentration, it's a Zen, and concentration is Samadhi.
So in Cantonese, that is the, and the other one is Ding, Sim, Ding. Next slide, please. We see how anger and hostility can be overcome by serenity, tranquility, being present, being focused. Alright? So the next one is greed. Next slide, please. Well, the Israelis have 10 commandments. In Buddhism, we also have 10 evil acts that we are not supposed to do. Killing of living beings, stealing, unlawful sexual misconduct, lying. Interestingly, they didn't say you have to be a monk, right? Actually, I'll tell you a story, which is a really interesting story too, about, you know, no sexual contact, don't touch women and all that stuff. Okay, when we finish this, okay? Lying, slandering, and tail-bearing, tattletailing, harsh speech, frivolous and meaningless talk, covetousness, or eagerly desires, especially of things belonging to others, ill will, wrong view. So those are the 10 commandments.